preaching out of Acts chapter 4. And one verse out of chapter 5. Beginning with verses 31. And we'll go through 33. After this prayer, the meeting place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness. All the believers were united in heart and mind, and they felt that what they owned was not their own. So they shared everything they had. The apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's great blessing was upon them all. And over in verses 24, when they heard the report, all the believers lifted their voices together in prayer to God. O sovereign Lord, creator of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. And then in verses chapter 5, verse 14, it says, yet more and more people believed and were brought to the Lord, crowds of both men and women. I want to talk about the church being alive. And there are at least five things I'd like to mention. First of all, and this is based out of verses 31, we have, first of all, a praying church. And prayer is essential, dear people. I hope we never forget that. As we think about a praying church, we need to be humble. We need to be praying. We need to be seeking, that is, the Lord. And we need to be repenting. And as I say all this, you remember we read verses 24, where it mentions that they lifted their voices to God with one accord. In everything we do and say, we all need to be in one accord. Secondly, not only a praying church, but a powerful church. In verses 31b, after it mentions about prayer, the meeting place shook. That's important. It shook. When's the last time that happened here? The Lord can do all things, and He can shake up things. And I'm glad. I remember a long time ago when I was just a young lad in a revival service. After the preacher preached, it was on the second night. I didn't go down the first night. Too many people. I was nervous. But the second night, I made up my mind. I didn't care how many went down. I was going down. Come to find out, I was about the only one that went down. I'm glad. I asked the Lord into my life. And that's important. If you have never asked the Lord to come into your life, I hope and pray that you'll do that this morning. Not only a praying church, but a powerful church. It's mentioned in verses 31b that the Holy Spirit filled the church. And secondly, the Holy Spirit led the church. Thirdly, the church is not only praying and powerful, but it's a proclaiming church. What does that mean? That means that we believe in the Word and we're built upon the Word and we're bold in speaking the Word. When's the last time that you've witnessed to one of your lost neighbors? When's the last time you've witnessed to anybody? If you're sitting here and you've never done that, I'm going to ask God to convict you. It's important to witness to all people. Not only is the church a praying church and a powerful church and a proclaiming church, it's a peaceful church. Everyone in that kind of a church believes in one accord. Secondly, they shared everything they owned in one accord. Thirdly, they worked in one accord. And fourthly, they worshiped in one accord. And then finally, I want to mention not only a praying, powerful, proclaiming, and peaceful church, but a priority-oriented church. You know, with God, He has priorities. And He's interested in reaching a lot of people. A lot of people who believe. Do you believe the Bible? It's God's Word. I believe it's true. And we need it. More than ever, we need it. And I know that by it, we can bring people to the Lord. When's the last time you've led somebody to the Lord? Kind of quiet in here. And finally, and this is found in chapter 5, verses 14. Yet more and more people believed and were brought to the Lord. Crowds of both men and women. And I wondered, and I'm not exactly sure, but I think I'm right when I say this. When it mentions women, that's important. And we need to remember our women A lot of times, if it were not for my wife, I would be in trouble. I thank the Lord for women and their help. Do you believe in that? Say amen. Amen. We need both men and women. That means everybody. I don't know about you, but I do know this, that God loves you. He loves you, and He loves you forever and ever and ever. Give me another amen. I need another one. Amen. Thank you. God bless you all, and I hope that you'll have a great day and a great week to come.